Hi, I'm at the Sofa booth and I'm talking to.
My name is Hugo Talbot.
And can you tell me what Sofa is and what you do?
Yes, Sofa is actually a library focusing on physics simulation. And we use it's existing for about 10 years. Yep. And we are especially using physics simulation for medical application.
And when you say physics, you're not talking in the real world, you're talking about computer animation.
Yeah, so we are talking about, when I say physics, it's more about, you know, how does the human body behaves? What are the physical phenomena taking place there? And for example, that's how does an organ deforms? How does, you know, the temperature in the human body evolve? That kind of physics that we are simulating.
Okay, and why are you here?
So I'm here because, yeah, I mean, we discovered FOSDEM, I discovered FOSDEM the last year, I would say, yeah. Something like that. And SOFA is open source, and we thought, okay, we are open source, we need to be in the open source places. And that's actually a quite amazing place for, you know, meeting people. There is a huge interest of people just with a huge curiosity. So that's a very good discovery and a very good meeting for us.
So it's a library, so you're writing an application for something, then you can call this. What's it written in, and what do I need to get it running?
So yeah, anyone can actually start writing his own application. SOFA, it's the open source code is really a core that allows you then to do anything you want. If you want to start your own application, you will maybe develop your own plugin, your own module. You can set the license you want to this code. It can be proprietary or open. And the idea is, what do you need to do? Either you can code a little bit of C++ in it and create new models, new physical law, and so on. Or you can also directly use what is already existing, for example, by using XML or Python scripts and describe your simulation and run it straight away.
So can you describe on this a typical use case that might be on the screen here?
Yeah, so a typical example can be, so here we have the simulation of, you know, the temperature evolution in the human body. That's here for curing some kind of tumors. There is tumors in an organ, yeah. And we want to cure it. But to know how exactly to do that, we are taking the patient data.
Yeah.
We are analyzing the data,
yeah.
And then we are running different kind of simulations to know what would be the best strategy to treat this specific patient. So we can, for example, with simulation, design new tools to help, you know, the surgeon to make the right choice for the right patient for the surgery. So that's the kind of example that you can do with simulation.
Can you use this for training purposes?
Yeah, exactly. So there is that has been actually the main and the first purpose of the simulation. It was for training, just like for, you know, in aeronautics simulation, a lot of pilots are training virtually. So just like in medicine here, medical doctors, medical students could also train on virtual simulation, and that's one of the, I would say, yeah, two or three main purposes of simulation in the field.
And how did you start?
SOFA, it started actually a long time ago. It's a project from researchers from several different research centers, mainly INRIA, which is a French national research institute in computer science. And yeah, it was the original idea was to have a common base of code, you know, to share between researchers with an open source license.
Oh,
and yeah, that's we can see sometimes some organs, some live demo of real.
Here I'm seeing looks like a video, and then over that there's like a computer mesh.
Yeah. So that's actually the video of intraoperative video. That's really for a specific patient.
Yeah.
That's his liver. And on top of that, we are adding information that comes from the simulation, and we are doing actually augmented reality with that kind of tool. So we are helping the surgeon during the operation.
Okay.
We mentioned training. We mentioned help to plan the operation. That's the third one, actually. That's guidance. You know, during the operation,
yeah.
Guide the surgeon to reach his goal.
Yeah. In this instance, they're taking a 2D image, and then as it rotates around, you can see it like I presume it's
yeah.
A growth or something
yeah.
That they're trying to remove in three dimensions. So
yes.
That really helps give
yeah.
You an idea where it is.
Exactly. Yeah. We are extracting information from this video, which is 2D. We are extracting as much information as we can so that we then give information to our 3D physical model, which is here a mechanical model. Yep. And from this mechanical model, then we give back information, for example, where the tumor is located or where the blood vessels are located, so that, you know, the surgeon can, during the operation, take the right decision.
Absolutely awesome stuff. But presumably you wouldn't be limited to, you know, medical applications. This could be used somewhere else, I don't know, to do widgets in a widget factory or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's a question of history. From the very beginning, we applied that to the medical field, because a lot of research projects were around medical applications. But finally, it could be applied to any kind of simulation. It could be simulation for automotive, automobile or stuff like that. Could be for, you know, building, heat transfer.
Mining or something, who knows. Yeah.
There is definitely a lot of applications. And for example, one of the recent applications we discovered is a German startup that was using SOFA, and we didn't know that. Uh-huh. We knew that when we created a consortium 1 year ago. And we discovered that there was a German startup using SOFA for industrial robotics. So something not related at all with any kind of application in medicine. So that's the kind of example that we discover in the community. Yeah.
Excellent. Anything else that is coming up this year that you want to tell us about?
So yeah, this year, I mean, that's really, we are from the last year and the year that's gonna come, so 2017, sorry, that's gonna be really the start of this consortium that we are building around the software. Yep. And the idea is to really gather as many people interested in this project, to get new achievements from researchers, from companies, from startups that are working around SOFA. So we hope to gather as many partners as possible around the platform.
And it's sofa-framework.org. Link will be in the show notes. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Did we miss anything?
No, perfect.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time, and good luck with the rest of the show.